The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 22nd of July, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, we'll get the first news out of the way. Jeffy, he went up, he came down, everything's okay. All right, now on to more important news. Zoom, they're now finally going to let you add third-party apps to your calls. These third-party integrations will actually show up right in your Zoom call, and it looks like there'll be about 50 apps available, including things such as the Pexels Backgrounds app and even games such as Heads Up. Now, of course, you're going to have to be on the latest version of Zoom in order to install these apps. And with these apps, you'll see them right there on the toolbar during Zoom calls. Those of you out there that just love the look of your tweet deck, well, don't get used to it. Looks like Twitter's about to do a complete overhaul. Now, it has to be said, TweetDeck, it could use a bit of a facelift. I mean, it's kind of just set there and Twitter more or less kind of forgot about it, even though they said they haven't. But apparently, they finally decided, yeah, maybe we'll give a little bit of attention to TweetDeck. And they're teasing us with an image of a reworked app. In fact, if you're actually in the US, Canada, or Australia right now, you might be one of the chosen few right now that can actually use the new app. Yeah, they're currently testing this preview right now with a small group of people. Now, from what we can tell, it looks a lot like Twitter on the web. Yeah, there's subtle differences, of course, but that's definitely where they're getting their inspiration. This new tweet deck actually gives you a full tweet composer, plus a new advanced search feature, and even new column types. Now, even though it's nice to see TweetDeck get a little bit of attention, well, that might come at a price. So stay tuned. We'll figure out later on if we have to pay up for it or not. Well, we all can see that Amazon's Matter smart home platform, yeah, it's getting a little bit more, shall we say, focused. We all knew it previously as the Project Chip, or in long terms, connected home over IP. Now, we don't know when Echo support is actually coming along for your Echo speakers, but what we do know, most will be covered. Yes, according to Amazon, most Echo speakers will be supported with the Matter smart home platform. However, though, if you own a first-generation Echo device, yeah, it looks like those won't be getting it. Now, those of you unfamiliar with Matter, that's the Connectivity Standards Alliance. That means the folks over at Amazon, Google, Apple, and Samsung are actually going to cooperate with one another to make our lives as consumers a little easier. We do know right now that Matter devices should start launching later this year, so updates for our existing hardware should be on the way pretty soon, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of new, nice, shiny stuff on the shelf as well. And finally, avid YouTube viewers out there that love their content creators, well, you're going to have a new way to show your support, aka send money their way. It's a new tool called Super Thanks. That's the new tool that will allow you to tip creators. Now, those watching will have the choice between $2 and $50. Of course, it will depend on your regional currency equivalent. And when those users purchase one of these four options, the creator will actually see these notifications within the chat. Then creators themselves will be able to respond to these messages exactly the same way as they do in regular comments. Now, if it does sound familiar to you, well, it was actually known as viewer applause to begin with. That's the tool that YouTube has been testing for over the past year now. But apparently applause just didn't have the ring to it, so it became Super Thanks, and now is currently available in beta in 68 countries. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Visit our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including all of our popular podcasts, BritishTechNetwork.com. That's where you can find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so much more. Find us too on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.